The Oscar for Young Actress in a Zombie Comedy goes to...
Okay, so she may not have won an Oscar yet, but actress Grayson Chadwick is enjoying her journey. In this interview, she speaks with Tony Tolato about her performance in the film Dance of the Dead, where zombies invade the high school prom and she joins sci-fi geeks to stop the madness.
Hello and welcome to the best of sci-fi talk. This edition has Grayson Chadwick, a young actress who's in a film called Dance of the Dead. Imagine zombies invade your prom, and the only people that can help you out are the sci-fi geeks and nerds. It's a fun movie, and this is a very talented young actress. Let's pick up the conversation now with Grayson Chadwick of Dance of the Dead.
But I had a great time watching this movie. It was a lot of fun, and I just thought that that Greg was very shrewd in his casting and cast some really good young talent, including yourself, to be in this movie. And that really was what was part of the enjoyment is you all have to sell it to us. If you don't, then, you know, we don't go along for the ride. But no, it was great. And the characters were well written too. So it was fun to watch that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Greg is great on his DVDs about going into detail about the casting. So kind of take us back to the casting session, and how did it go for you when you showed up to do some what they call sides from the script to get the part?
Well, I guess it started, you know, before the holidays, like before we started shooting, and you get the sides maybe the night before, and you just go over it. And I went in for the audition with the casting director, which is Jonathan Spencer. And he just sort of took us all for a ride, you know. It was pretty intense, actually, but it was one of the best auditions I think I've ever had. It was just, we were just kind of flying off the cuff, if you will. Like, we did what was on the page, but at the same time, Jonathan would just start throwing out these, like, one-liners at us and just sort of taking us on a trip. And basically, the idea was to see if we could hang with him. And for whatever reason, that day, I could hang with him. And, it was just, I think it was just an awesome experience, that first audition. And then, you know, as it goes, they call you back for another audition. So that's when you get to audition in front of the director and some of the producers and such. And it was just sort of the same deal, reading with Jonathan Spencer and, you know, a little more nerve-wracking because Greg's just in there. But after that, they took us to do stunt training. I think it was like 3 days later, and basically went to the Black Knight Stunt Studio in Atlanta, and they put us through like boot camp almost. It was just, you know, they had us doing push-ups, they had us doing jumps and kicks and all these really surreal things that we would actually have to do in the film. And to me, it was just so exciting. That was probably one of the best parts, was just the physical aspect of the film. It was not something that you find in a lot of films, not something that you have to do, you know? So that was just really exciting. Then after that, you know, I was just sort of waiting and anticipating, but at the same time, you can't let yourself get too attached to something because you're just not sure what's going to happen. And then finally you get the call and it's like, you know, it makes your day for sure, to say the least.
Well, actually, yeah. Greg took a camera to the Black Knights stunt school, and we got to see some of that. So we can see that he really put you guys through the paces. And
yeah.
Now, were you an athlete in school, or do you work out? Are you athletically inclined? Was that easy for you, or was it a little harder for you?
Honestly, that was probably the easier part of the movie for me, only because, you know, I just come from an athletic family and I used to dance, and then I used to do some cheerleading. But I also, embarrassingly enough, do these Tai Bo videos with Billy Blanks. And it was just kind of like that stuff was already in there, you know, from punching and kicking and all that stuff. So kind of humiliated to admit that. But at the same time, it really contributed a lot to that audition process.
When you got the script, what appealed to you about Lindsay?
Oh, goodness. When I read that script, well, I mean, I have to say, when I first heard about the audition, I was like, oh, no, a horror movie about zombies, like, because that's just kind of, I mean, you just don't know where else you can go with that stuff, you know, and you feel like it has been done, and I was just like, I don't even know what I'm getting into, but fine, I'll go, you know, and then I think I just sort of discovered Lindsay more in the audition process, not even when I was reading over it. I kind of didn't have a clue. And then I just sort of went in there, and whatever came out suddenly became so real to me that I felt like I owned that part, you know? And I even had to write, I think, Joe and Greg an email at one point just being like, I have to have this part. I don't think you understand. Like, I am this character. I know her ins and outs. I know what she's thinking. Like, I don't know, there are just certain parts that you come across that you just really connect with in that way, and there's nothing that can specifically, like, you can't put your finger on it. Like, why? And it's not even necessarily that I related to her in high school, but it's just, there's just something there, you know? And I guess she has that, just this perseverance and this good girl quality, and I don't know, I just sort of, I loved that character. But I will say, in the original script, there was a character named Lydia, and she was kind of the really dark character, and I was like, ooh, that would be so fun to audition for her, you know? I was initially being like, oh, I could dye my hair, like, that would be so cool, but, you know, in retrospect, I could not possibly carry off that character, so this one worked out well.
Well, the nice thing about Lindsay, which I mean, she has like the girl next door quality, but yet when the chips were down, she kicked some major zombie ass in this movie.
Yeah, she did. And that's honestly, that was so much fun. That was probably the best part of shooting, was just carrying around that axe, you know. And I think I scared a lot of people on set because I became so comfortable with holding that axe that I'd be like resting my head on the blade, because the blade wasn't super sharp, but I mean, I'd be, you know, just, I treated it like it was my other limb, you know, it wasn't a weapon. It was just like, it was part of, it was part of me at the time. Yeah. You know, again, that's something you don't get to experience a lot on set. So I definitely enjoyed that.
What I have to credit you is like, you got the axe and you're doing all this physical stuff in a prom dress. So
yeah,
not the easiest thing to do, I'll tell you, you know, but
prom dress and combat boots.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But
which,
yeah,
happen to be my own. I have to let you in on that. Those are actual combat boots, which I'm pretty proud of. So.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's a good prop. That's a good prop. I know that Greg goes into detail in the DVD about, you know, finding this high school that was literally abandoned. What was it like on the set to shoot there for you as part of the, you know, as part of the cast?
Well, I mean, I will say that I had no idea when we got cast that it was going to be in an abandoned school. Like, they gave me the address to go to, and I did, and I showed up, and I was like, what in the world is going on, you know? Like, we're in this school that has, like, there are trees growing through the windows, and, like, it was freezing because it was in the wintertime, and, so I guess none of us really knew what we were getting into, but at the same time, it was just this awesome experience. It was like going away to camp, like Joe tends to say, and Greg often, that, you know, we just sort of, we sucked it up, but it was, you know, it was tough. It was really, really tough at times. But at the same time, everyone's so invested in this project, you know, just emotionally invested in it, that they wanted it to be the best it possibly could. So we just sort of dealt with it, you know, and the school grew to be our home. Like, on days off, we would go hang out in the school. If we weren't at the IHOP and if we weren't at, you know, Applebee's or whatever was open late, we would just go hang out at the school and pick up some free Wi-Fi and just hang out in our holding room, because Jonathan Spencer he was kind enough to get a monstrous tent that we could fit in one of the rooms. And, you know, we put it like couches in there, and, you know, we didn't have trailers or anything, but we did have our holding room, which was almost more fun because then everyone gets to sort of hang out with each other. And it was a long night, so it wasn't like, you know, being on our own would have necessarily been the most relaxing thing, you know. It probably would have been a little restless. Yeah, the school, just amazingly enough, had everything that we needed right there. And, you know, it was definitely sad on wrap day to sort of be like, okay, bye, little abandoned school, you know. it was rough, but I don't know, I enjoyed it.
Now, with that room, with the cast being there, did that help you all bond together, especially, you know, with Jared Kushner's character of Jimmy?
You know, we were on set all the time together. So the room helped, but you know, regardless, we couldn't really get away from each other. So, and I don't mean just me and Jared. I just mean, like, everyone in general. It was just kind of, it was just, we sort of formed a little family with this group. You know, we shot for, I think, 35 days, which is, I don't know how many weeks, but it was, you know, there are these things that you can't really avoid forming relationships with them, you know, and I still keep up with these people frequently. You know, I just talked to Greg the other day on email, and, you know, Randy McDowell, who plays Jules.
Yes.
And Adelman, who play Mitch, we talk almost every week. You know, they're just really good friends of mine. And, you know, I think it was actually interesting enough to see who formed the close friendships, you know, because it was the people who had the most in common as characters.
Right.
That makes sense. Like, yeah. Band guys were literally the band guys on and off set. You know, they're playing pranks on us at our when we're at our houses, like they were, you know, making fake poop out of coffee grinds and leaving it on our front doorstep. Like, it was just and like Carissa and I would wake up in the middle of the night and we'd open the door and there'd be like a giant thing of poop, and it was just like everyone was becoming these characters, and it was really neat. So
that's cool. I think one of the most poignant scenes in the film, with all this chaos going on, is the dance that you and Jared did in the prom. The irony, of course, of that scene is that you're both covered with blood and you're dancing in a room full of zombies. But Greg did some things like that to kind of separate this from other zombie movies. What was filming that scene like? How did that feel for you and Jared doing that?
Oh my gosh, honestly, that scene is, to date, probably my favorite scene that we did. You know, it's just one of those that you can watch over and over, and you just get those, like, I don't know what it is, like the, you know, the high school jitters or whatever. It was just kind of, it was so romantic, you know? And even though we were doing it to time steps and, like, certain movements and certain counts and had to be here at this time, it was still like we were enraptured in this, because what you saw on screen, what was actually going on, like, on set, you know, the lights, and I don't know how to describe, it was just kind of idyllic, you know, it was, you forgot about the blood completely, you forgot about the zombies, they weren't even an issue, like, it just, it was there, and I think that is one of the touching scenes in the movie, because it just sort of takes you out of all this blood, guts, and gore for an instant to show you that these two characters really care about each other, and that past what they have gone through, you know, like beyond that, they still care about each other and they're able to have this high school prom moment, you know, considering that the dead are now alive and fighting, you know, they're fighting for their lives. So I don't know. It's just, it was very, honestly, it was romantic. It's really weird, but it was.
Yeah. Before they have to go out and kill some more zombies.
Right.
What was that part of it like when you had to, you know, literally attack and I mean, it was the Black Knights and they're great at what they do. But I mean, I guess everything had to be choreographed and all that so that nobody would get hurt, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely to an extent. I mean, I started training for the movie probably maybe like a month before we were going into shooting or something like that, you know, doing my own stuff just to be prepared, and then going to their gym at least once a week, maybe sometimes more, and they would just put us through, you know, the ringer. Like, we were just, you know, I was learning how to swing an axe, and it's really hard sometimes to actually watch that big fight sequence in the dance, because you're like, oh, I know I should have done that differently, you know. And the one thing I'm proud of in that big zombie sequence is that on the very first take, I think in rehearsal, my fake axe broke.
Oh.
So I was actually using a real axe that whole sequence. And the fact that everyone got out of that alive, like, I am, I was just so proud. You know, I was on, like, cloud nine, and I was going up to Nils Onsager, the coordinator, stunt coordinator, and head of Black Knight Studs. I was just being like, Nils, did you see that? Like, did you see what I just did? And he was like, yes, you didn't kill my people. Congratulations.
You know? That's awesome.
And I was just, It was so much fun, because an axe is slightly heavy, and but I watched that scene, and I'm like, oh, I can see that, you know? I can see where I held back, because I was afraid I was really going to nail him in the head, or, you know? So that's just part of, I guess, being an actor and finding the nitpicky things that you, you know, tend to do.
Well, I tell you, as the audience member, I it looked great to me. I mean, there wasn't anything, there wasn't anything that looked like it was a cheap stunt or anything like that. I mean, they do first class work. I mean, I saw them.
Oh, no.
You know, and it's amazing. And you did too. I mean, and you're right. An axe is heavy. It's heavier on, you know, at the end, obviously, where the blade is. And then, you know, you have this, it's actually a very thick stick. It has to be to hold the weight of the blade. And and then to kind of, it's not as, you know, you think you can, you see people wheeling those around in movies and they're obviously fake, but to do that with a real one, it's, that's not easy because it weighs, you know, it definitely weighs a bit. So good for you.
No, it does. And I think, it does. It pulls you down for sure. But I think that was the one scene that we had trained for a month and a half. And then we did it in like 3 takes. And I was like, Greg, come on, really? Like, you can't let us do it a few more times. Like, that was the one disappointing thing because it was over in a flash. And that it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Scary, but fun. But well, the Black Knight stunt surge is awesome.
They really are.
What they're doing, you know?
They certainly do. One of the things that makes this film very unique is for the first time, there's a zombie love scene in this movie. I've never seen one. And I thought that was neat. Credit Carissa, for doing that, with Chandler. I mean, that was really something I never thought I'd see in a zombie movie. So
I know. It was certainly, it was a close set, so none of us could go in, see how it was going. But we were all there, and we knew that, everyone was a little nervous, and we knew the gist of what was going to happen. But they definitely, they pulled it off like pros. Like, Chandler, I think he was 15 years old when he did that, and he is just, that kid is such a pro. He really, really is. He knows what he has to do to get things done, and he just, I don't know. He's, wise beyond his years in some things. He handled it like a pro. And Carissa, of course, was, they had a little, they would tease each other all the time on set. But when it came down to it, they were just like, okay, we got to do this. We got to get it done. It'll be awkward. But, they did. And they did it pretty well because it's kind of disgusting. So.
Well, there's one character I have to mention because I've actually interviewed him in the past for another film called The Signal, Justin Welborn, who plays Kyle, who's kind of like the guy who never graduated kind of thing. And it makes total sense because you have those in schools and in high school and college too. But, I mean, we know what he did on screen. What was he like off screen? About the same or worse?
Oh, gosh. It's so funny because I have the hardest time with differentiating what is his real name. Sometimes I literally want to call him Kyle just because he just did it so remarkably well. And, I started dealing with Kyle in stunt training. So I got to know him there even before he had the part. Mm-hmm. And he's just, honestly, he is one of the coolest guys. I don't even know how to describe it, but for me personally, when I was unsure about certain things or, just stressing out about something like I tend to do, he was just right there being like, no, girl, you got it. He spoke so highly of everyone and just, he knows what he's doing. He's good at it, which helps. No, I think Justin can come across maybe a little rough on the edges, but once you've done training with him and everything, you see this little, he's just so sweet. He's such a professional. I don't even know. All the words are jumbling up. I don't know how to describe Wellborn in just a few sentences, but I really do like him a lot. He's really great.
Watching him in The Signal, I mean, that character was a much more sensitive character. He had to be.
Yeah.
And then to be able to do that and then to pull off Kyle at the same time really shows he brings a lot to the table. So
it does. And he pulled off Kyle well because that's a tough character to – it's a tough character to portray because it can either be received way, way, way over the top or, he did it. He was just – it was totally believable.
Now, have you seen the DVD? Have you seen the DVD at all, the special features?
I have watched it. I think a few of us got together to watch the making of or watch some of the extra little features, but I only saw it once, and it was a few months ago. So
because Kyle does like his version of Jackass on
right,
there.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
And you know, and that was just all improvisation, and but you know, it didn't make the movie, but it was just something that helped to define the character a little more. So that was kind of neat.
No, it did, and we were all surprised. We were like, "When did that happen? I don't remember that." But I think they just did it on their own.
Exactly.
I think it was the Black Knight stunts being like, "Dude, I think this would be really awesome. Let's you know, just add a little scene and see if Greg will use it." So mm-hmm.
Now this was shot in Rome, Georgia. Now, are you from Atlanta or from Georgia as well?
I'm from Atlanta, yes. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I've been very impressed with, I discovered Greg like a few years ago from the other side. And like, I know Justin's from the South too. It's like a whole bunch of you down there that are all kind of working together and doing these kind of films. And
right.
There's some good stuff being done down there. And I'm just thrilled to be exposed to it and really see that there's other parts of the country, you know, besides the West Coast that are doing really cool things. So I was very impressed.
Yeah, there definitely is. I mean, there's an indie market for sure, but then also the South just gets a lot of big projects rolling through because of the tax incentives and stuff. So there's a surprisingly big entertainment market there that not many people know about. You know, we've got lots of theater, and then they shoot big blockbusters like We Are Marshall and stuff like that there. So us actors, at least, we come out to L.A. with at least having a little experience,
right.
You know, which is good because not everyone can come to L.A. with having some things under their belt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a lot easier in Atlanta to get work just because the pond, you know, is so small. It's, you know, there are a lot fewer of us than out here in the big, big city, I guess you could call it. But, yeah, there's just a lot of talent coming out of there for sure.
Well, I think speaking of talent too, I think Greg certainly has impressed me. And I thought what I saw on The Other Side, he took it up a notch in this film. He had a little bit more money.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just, I know he's a very hardworking director. I know that from watching, you know, the special features and talking to him, that he puts a lot of effort into his films. And he asked a lot of you guys, but he gives a lot too. So he's not one of these directors that just kind of tells you to do something and doesn't do his end of the work. You know, he really puts into it. So,
He's 100% invested. He and Joe were both that way, you know. It was all about just what's best. They would consistently ask us what we needed and, you know, in that scene or whatever. They're just 100% there. And it's not about, it's not about the money or the names or anything like that. For them, it's just about making, like, this good piece of work that their heart is in. And I know for Joe, his heart's been in it for, like, 10-plus years.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a dream come true for him to see it be made, because Joe was on set with us the whole time too, which was really neat. It's a little frightening at first to, you know, be like, oh, the writer's gonna be on set too, you know. Normally they wouldn't get along, but Greg and Joe work together so well. They're just like on the same streamline, you know. They know what they want. So
mm-hmm.
It was definitely a neat experience, and I don't know if I'll ever have one like that again, but mm-hmm. I'm thankful for it at least.
As far as something else that you're working on or are going to be in, there's a movie called Father Versus Son, which is a comedy. I think Joe wrote it, as a matter of fact. So,
Joe wrote it and he's directing it.
And he's directing it. So how does obviously very different, although there's comic elements in dance. This one is a pure comedy. There's no zombies or anything else. So,
No. It's a pure comedy about a man just trying to find love, you know, and going on multiple dates. And I have it's a small little thing, but I was so thankful that he would even consider me for another part in his film. But it's, you know, I haven't read all of it, but what I have read is really funny, because Joe just has that gift, like on paper and in real life,
mm-hmm.
of just cracking everyone up, you know. He just does. It's naturally there. So, you know, I think I'm looking forward to it. He said the scene that he cut, like the scenes that I was in, that they were really funny. I mean, we'll see, but he just has a gift for that stuff. So, but as far as other upcoming projects,
you know,
kind of, when you haven't made it, it's just a roller coaster, you know? So you just go on as many auditions as you can. You pursue different avenues, you know, whatever you can do, you make different connections. And it's just kind of, you know, it's just, honestly, it's in God's hands from here out, because there's no telling what else is coming up. So I did work on a little thing shortly after Dance of the Dead called Buried Alive with Sony Pictures Television, and, you know, they released that on DVD shortly after Dance of the Dead. So that was a nice little, you know, it was a nice little ego boost, I guess, to have those two things come out in the same month. That was really cool. But, you know, at the same time, it's just one of the toughest fields. You know, you can study as much as you can and pursue as hard as you can, but there's just no guarantee, you know. But I'm hopeful. You know, you just got to stick with it. I think that's the key, just being there, you know, just being available and being open to, you know, whatever life sort of throws at you. So
absolutely. Well, one thing you do have is talent, because you know, in the wrong hands, that part could have been a disaster. And the fact that you were able to balance her so well like that, you know, I credit you for that. And I mean, Greg is very, you know, he one thing I've noticed in his films, he does have an eye for casting. And and in this one, I thought the casting was better. In every film, you see a progression with a young director. And and in this one, I thought his cast was up a notch compared to the first. I mean, the other film was his first film, and that had some really good flashes of, you know, of you know, the talent that he has. But this one, I'm seeing a little bit more fine tuning. But, you know, all of you, I mean, especially yourself, I mean, that is a part that can literally make or break the film. And and you held it up. You more than held it up. You did your job and then some. So you know,
I really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. A total challenge to balance this girl next door quality. It's like, Lindsay is the kind of girl, I mean, I would have jumped at to ask to the prom, you know? I mean, guys should have been lining up to ask her to the prom, frankly. And in real life, probably, you know, but in the movie, you know, it doesn't work that way, but,
it never does.
And then also to, you know, to have like this little inner warrior inside of her too, that it's like when the chips are down, she goes, okay, let's kick some butt. You know, and it's like, I think she even says a line like that. It's it's great. I mean, to balance that off and make that work, it was no easy task. So, you know, I say again, you know, you did it. And it's part of one of the things I enjoyed about the movie was it was your performance as well as the other young actors. And, you know, the special effects were more than, you know, were more than up to snuff. I mean, Greg must have went, I mean, how much blood did you see on that set?
Oh, gosh. Wow, I could not even describe the blood. I mean, we were in blood almost every single day.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of the shoot, it just starts getting, it's like old blood. And old blood is not good blood because it's so sticky that my arm was sticking to itself. So I tried to pull it apart and like hairs would come out, you know. But at the same time, it was, you know, just something that we're probably not going to experience too often. So it was like, just embrace it and have fun with the fact that you're walking around wearing blood, you know? So it's definitely an experience.
So when did the light go off for you that told you that you wanted to be an actress?
Oh, gosh. You know, honestly, my mom is actually in the field, you know? So I've sort of grown up doing it my whole life, but, you know, just pursuing different avenues here and there. Gosh, I don't know. I guess probably in middle school, I was like, yep, that's what I'm going to do. It's going to be my life. And I think it's been, you know, rocky here and there, and I kind of doubt myself. But when it comes back to it, like, it's just all I can imagine to do. You know, there's nothing else that really is suffice, you know, because when you're creative or when you just have that sort of outlet, there's just nothing that inspires you in that way, you know, and motivates you. So I've just been kind of doing it my whole life, I guess, but more consistently over the last 5 years or so.
Well, you keep doing it because you're good at it. So, you know, you really are. I mean, it's great to talk to. I was in a press conference with Bruce Campbell yesterday, who's, you know, great actor. But I love talking to the, you know, the actors on their way up too, and I think you're definitely one of them, because you know, I told Greg, I said, hey, I want to contact Lindsay, you know, because I want to talk to her, because I liked her performance, and it's good to recognize people that have some ability too. So it's that's the most fun. And actually, you know, with Greg too, it's like I've just seen such a progression in his work, And I think he is going to be somebody to really keep an eye on.
No, he's going to blow up in the next few years, I'm sure of it. So it's just a matter of time for him. But, yeah, I appreciate the compliments more than you know. It's kind of made my day, so thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, it's been great talking to you. It's a fun film to see. It's, at the very least, rent it. But, you know, if you love zombie movies and you got George Romero stuff on your shelf, Dance of the Dead belongs there, too, as far as I'm concerned, because it was fun.
Thank you.
It was so much fun. So I really appreciate you taking the time. I'm so glad we connected. And, you know, you have a great 2009. You know, you keep at it. I'm sure the work will come. You know, people will see what you can do. And yeah. You know, they'll hire you, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's,
thanks, Tony.
It's very tough. All right, so we'll probably, I think based on what you do, I think we will be talking again. So, and I will look forward to that.
I look forward to it too, Tony.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grayson. Okay. Take care now. You have a good day.
For more information on Sci-Fi Talk and its podcasts and interviews, visit scifitalk.com. This is Tony Tolato. Thanks for listening.
Tony Tolato interviews actors, authors, and creators of sci-fi, whether fantasy, horror, movies, or novels. You can find out more about Sci-Fi Talk on our blog at youthcast.org. Youthcast is the next generation of sound, a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. A project of Generation PRX, which is a website that's all about youth radio. Check it out, generation.prx.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks featuring more stories by talented young producers. I'm Chantel Hartley. Thanks for listening.